This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I'm Chris Witz and it's Morning Devotions. Hope our few thoughts today will be helpful to you. Persecution's an awful word, and people in public profile, I guess, have had to face the issue of persecution. Football coaches, football managers have had death threats and things like that have happened. But persecution itself is nothing new to the Christian church. And I'm thinking today, for example, from the days of Nero, this wicked Roman emperor who derived pleasure from setting fire to Christians and then watching them burn. And that's well documented in the early church history. And there's been terrible acts of persecution right through the years, from the years of Hitler and to the madness of Idi Amin in Uganda and so on. The Christians have been targeted for intense and terrible persecution. So the Romans, they turned the murder of Christians into a popular sport, thinking nothing of seeing members of this new religion coming face to face with lions in the arena. There were other areas and other times when persecution was rife. In some countries, years ago, owning a Bible was seen to be a serious crime, and others have been persecuted in Romania, where prisoners and believers, Christian believers, have been thrown into prison and tortured. So even now, and we might expect the world to be a far more tolerant place, persecution continues. It's estimated that more Christians are being harassed and persecuted now than at any other time in history. For example, to be a Christian in North Korea is punishable by imprisonment or hard labour, and the followers of Christ in China are subjected to beatings in the hope of being reconverted to the communist ideals. But of course, persecution is not confined to Christians. Followers of other faiths have also suffered. The Tibetan Buddhist monks have been and are humiliated and made to suffer at the hands of soldiers. So it's nothing new. It's been going on since the time of the Bible. Daniel, a character in the Old Testament, was thrown into a den of lions. You remember that story? Because he refused to bow down and worship anyone except God. Well, Daniel, thankfully, he lived to tell the tale, because we read the story how God closed the mouths of these lions. And if you have a look sometime at Acts chapter 7, you'll see the New Testament story of Stephen, who was the first Christian martyr. He was killed for his faith. Well, there's something in the Beatitudes that helps us, I think, to think about this today. And I'm thinking of Matthew chapter 5, verse 10. This is part of the Beatitudes, the inspiring teaching of Jesus. And Jesus said, "Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." So whilst persecution is a terrible thing, and no one, I'm sure, would want to be involved or want to be the recipient of persecution, that teaching of Jesus in the Beatitudes tells us that the kingdom of heaven belongs to those who value their faith in God even more than life. And the promise of heaven, that is eternal life, when death occurs, is given to those who refuse to renounce their faith. And there have been many people through the years who have been prepared to die rather than give in, and death was inevitable for them. So I think we could only start to imagine the type of courage that takes to stand firm in the face of abuse and insults and things like beatings and starvation, isolation and imprisonment in just terrible conditions. So it's no wonder that Jesus actually said, "For yours is the kingdom of heaven." It's a reward well deserved for these people. So we're thinking about this. We might not suffer today extreme hardship, but our faith, well, that could cost us our reputation or cost us respect in the eyes of others. And I think the question is, do we have a faith that is more valuable to us than anything else? I think that's a very important question. I want to leave that with you today. Are you willing to make a stand for what is right? Jesus certainly was. He died for the sake of righteousness. He was crucified for us. Heavenly Father, today, we just pray that you'll help us to slow down a bit and to understand what life's all about. We can be concerned about many things, but we need your peace and your presence. Lord, forgive us for going ahead on our own, and we pray that your love may touch every inch of our day and every inch of our life, and we offer this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.